presidential election 2025 on News Talk.
Holly Kearns, this is a great day for you guys. Yep.
I mean, it is. It's a historic day, and obviously we're really proud in the Social Democrats to have been the first party to back Catherine. But, you know, this campaign has reached far beyond any one political party, and I think that's really important to highlight. It is a credit to Catherine, to her campaign manager, Bevan, and to all of the people who kind of got behind her and drove it, because it continuously built momentum. It continued to exceed people's expectations. It is, you know, incredible. And we're really
happy
to be a part
of it. What was it about Catherine at the beginning, before she became so well known with Keepy Uppies on TikTok and all the rest of it? What was it that you knew of her that made her your candidate of choice?
So I'd always admired Catherine, and then I got to know her after the last election 5 years ago. So our offices are on the same floor, and I always just found her to be incredibly warm, incredibly sound. She always gave me time. I got to know her separately as the last Ciaran Corla, and I found her extremely impressive and impartial and dignified. But mostly, I got to know Catherine through, you know, just after that election, there was the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes, and that's an issue that I worked quite a bit on. And we actually went through three pieces of legislation in the last Dáil, so you can only imagine the number of hours that we worked on that issue. And Catherine turned up to every debate. She spoke for people in a way that was powerful. And the only way I can describe this to your listeners, I think, is the unique thing about Catherine Connolly is that she's one of the unique things, I should say. She's very quietly spoken, but when she stands up to speak, everybody listens. She's consistent, and she's courageous, and that she always stood out to me for those reasons. So when I was asked, you know, who should we nominate for the presidency, she was the first person who came to mind. And when we reached out to our members in the Social Democrats, the name that came back time and time again was Catherine Connolly.
What kind of presidency do you expect from her? Because we know that Michael Dee was outspoken on certain topics. But, you know, you can be a bit circumscribed in terms of any kind of formal statements you make as president. How do you think that Catherine will, if you like, translate her campaign into an active presidency?
Her campaign was all about raising other people's voice. And I think we know from Catherine that she is incredibly hardworking. She didn't take a day off in this three-month campaign. I think she will be a hard worker, first and foremost. I think she will be true to her campaign. It was raising people's voices, and that's what she's done throughout her political career. So I think we know that she's well aware of the office and, you know, what can and can't be done in that role. I think, you know, she cited it quite a lot throughout her campaign. So I think she'll use it to represent people with disabilities, disabled people. She cited that throughout. People who are homeless. I think she'll use her voice as one for peace on the world stage. And I think the way she showed up to this campaign is the way she'll show up to the Oras. So I think we can all be really proud of the president we're going to elect today.
Finally, we know there will be a by-election in Galway West. What will happen to the left vote there? I mean, will there be an attempt to have candidates from all the different parties and consolidate them in looking for a number two so that a left-wing candidate gets elected? Because you're losing an independent but left-wing TD in Catherine.
Yeah, so what we have always said in advance of any election, and this one is the same, is to ask people to vote left, transfer left. I think it's great that we have this voting system, the single transferable vote. So that's what we'll be encouraging people to do. And I think what Catherine's campaign has done, Pat, in terms of how we might see the, you know, in terms of other elections, is there's something that's always been there. So we've always said we'll talk to all parties after the election. We favour talking to parties on the left. And now there's been an election where this vision of a new and more progressive Ireland has been presented to people. And now it feels like something more tangible. So I hope everybody who shares that vision will vote left,
transfer
left. Okay,
but then the question will come at the next general election. Will you be kind of saying, vote for our party, but we will be supporting Mary Lou for Taoiseach?
We'll be saying what we've said before every election, which is we will talk to all parties after the election. And we would favour talking to parties on the left, parties we have more of a common platform with. But my focus is growing the Social Democrats. In the next government, what we want is social democratic values at the core of government policy. So we want to grow. And like in the lead up to the last election, a lot of people said, I wish I had a candidate here, I wish I had a candidate there. That is my goal, to but grow the party and provide those candidates everywhere.
In reality, won't you have to, in order to achieve more successful candidates, you're going to have to eat Sinn Féin's lunch in a few constituencies?
I think there's a, like, for example, Pat, when I was involved in the repeal campaign, however many years ago, I came out of that with a new realization that knocking on doors, asking for votes, getting involved, all of these things is how you affect change. And I think what we've seen in this campaign is a whole other group of people who've been bought into politics. So I think we're going to continue to try and grow. I would encourage those people to stay involved. This is how we make change happen. And I will be solely focused between now and then on growing the mandate for the Social Democrats in the next government.
Ollie Kearns, leader of the Social Democrats, thank you very much for joining us here in St. Patrick's Hall.
Presidential election 2025 on News Talk.